Howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of Flush Twice, the movie, a podcast. I'm Brian, joined as always by Rob.
How are you, Brian?
Not too bad. Now, if we did this 2 hours ago, tough.
Why?
I just felt, I felt like I had like a food hangover.
Oh, yeah, you were telling, yeah.
Yeah, like I've been trying to eat healthier, so now I'll have a night where I'm like I didn't even eat lunch yesterday. I left work because I was like, do I get something for lunch, this and that, trying to eat healthy. I'm going to have Chinese food for dinner. Let me fast for the day.
Yes, come like a Muslim.
Home, binge ate Chinese food.
What'd you eat?
Typical American. I got General Tso's.
Nice. And that was on the I was thinking. Yeah,
I was in the mood for something
Chinese.
Yeah, something Chinese, but also like military related.
Yeah. So something with like a West Point background or the Chinese version of West
right.
Point.
Right. You know, it was like Sergeant Pizza. Yeah. And also chicken. I went with the chicken.
Yeah.
And it's just very filling.
Yeah.
And I have this thing now, like I don't often feel old. I mean, we're not old.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like...
Well, I was born in the wrong generation. I'll tell you that, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My spirit yeah. is old.
Yeah.
My tarot card reading
dude.
Says I'm an old woman. I don't know how those work.
Not to cut off your story, but there's people that say that, and I feel like most of the time it's like, I wish I was born in the 60s, or I wish I lived in the 60s, or the 70s, or the 90s. No one really says the 80s. If you say the 80s, that means you just are like a cokehead,
right?
And you want to go to a place where it was more acceptable to be a cokehead.
Right, and more power to you.
But there's people that I've seen on Instagram that want to be in the 20s and dress in the 20s. It's like, you should lock yourself in a fucking closet and then burn your house down. Because, well, hold on. You would have to start the fire, then lock yourself in a closet. Right. And then, you know, so you die.
Right.
Because you're an idiot.
You wouldn't want to start the fire in the same room you're locked
in. Yeah, that would. And it ultimately probably wouldn't burn the house down unless you have, like kindling in your closet, you know.
But you're also doing it the 20s way. So, like, I don't know if they had, like, big
lamp heaters.
So it's like you're taking kerosene lamps and just throwing them on the floor.
In a
closet.
And
they're not catching.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
What is the floor wet?
Yeah.
You find out that it's bad wood, so it's not catching. And you're like, wow, I've been living in a house that's been rotted.
Yeah.
You know, there's mold everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get this looked at. Damn it. I forgot I'm killing myself.
God damn it. And then you're halfway through, you're three seasons into your new, like, No Deco Reco show on HGTV. And then you remember, I was supposed to burn my house down while I was in a closet.
Your house is on fire. You go over to your rotary phone. Operator.
Yeah. Connect me, please.
Get me an appraiser.
Yeah, please. See?
I need a contractor to review some mold in my... Oh, God damn it.
Hold on. I have to kill myself. Oh. Here. See?
There's a fire raging. Yeah. Sir, would you like to send over the fire department? No. Yeah.
Ooh, connect me to the local fire department. See? Yeah, just call 911. Do that. That is your local fire department.
Because he used the rotary phone, it's an old-style fire department. Yeah. So it's 20 fucking guys with a bunch of buckets of water. Yeah.
We're sending the boys with the hoses, please. See? They're coming down the...
The siren is just... The Sting, Paul Newman.
Yeah.
And, I feel really full when I eat bread now.
Yeah. I thought I was going to have a heart attack driving here.
Yeah.
Because I had Taco Bell last night pretty late, or like early this morning, let's say. Not great. So I had Taco Bell. I didn't eat like an absorbent, like a crazy amount of Taco Bell, but it's still Taco Bell nonetheless. and then I woke up and I had two slices of pizza.
Mm.
And then I took a Blue Chew. And then I have a Celsius too, and I'm doing nicotine pouches. So my heart is probably like, my blood pressure is just fucking so off the walls.
You
want
to take a reading? I have a machine inside.
No, I really don't, because that's scary. But I felt like I was going to have a heart attack on the way here, because when I would take deep breaths, like my chest would kind of hurt. And I was like,
your cock fucking pulses.
Yeah, and then I would get a boner, and I'm like, Yeah. Well, that's not how blue... Well, I take the Blue Chew ones where it doesn't give you a boner, but when you get a boner, it gives you a stronger boner because right. it makes your blood flow better. So, Blue Chew, if you thought that this was not going to be a good ad for your service because I mentioned almost having a heart attack, think again because I just said I have strong boners because of you. So
it's probably saving you because like Viagra started as a heart medication.
Really? And the dude...
It's probably offsetting.
Imagine the first guy... I think, honestly, you know what's really crazy about this? The first time we ever went and saw stand-up together, a guy told a joke about, in the similar sense of what I'm about to say, imagine being the guy that took that for the first time yeah. and thought it was helping your heart, but you were just rock hard. I think, I literally remember the first time we saw a stand-up together.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Yeah, I don't remember
a guy
was,
did that
though.
Joke, but it wasn't funny because he sucked.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's funny when I say it.
Right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. We're just an alpha.
I mean, yeah. yeah.
At the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
Comedically, the... you know, 82 viewers on our last video attest.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, but the 700 and the 75 likes on TikTok.
Bang, bang.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I was on TikTok. I've been just be posting more stuff lately, and it I was off TikTok for quite some time. Mm. So back into the feeling like a black hole. Yeah, I'll go on TikTok, post a clip, and now I'm on TikTok for 3 hours minimum at a time. And time escapes you when you're in that. And my feed is weird. It's a lot of...
I didn't know that TikTok videos are longer than like 15 seconds.
Yeah. In fact, they're trying to get you to post
longer.
Videos now that are longer.
Really? Okay.
Which is, you know, whatever. But my feed is so mind-numbing and so like... I'm trying to think of, like, a comparison. Like, I'm thinking of, like, sleeping pills, like, not heroin. It's like if you only had the after effects of, like, a Quaalude,
are
but
you,
not the euphoric.
Are you saying you're trying to find ways to not use TikTok by using sleeping pills or heroin? Are you saying it makes you feel like you're on sleeping pills or heroin?
The second part, just without the high, but to your first point.
Yes.
Would probably be easier to stop going on TikTok if I was shooting up heroin.
Why don't you just put your phone down? I know I sound like a real boomer for saying that. But
That's my lifeline.
That's very true. I'm
sorry. That's where I get emails.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair point. Yeah. You check your emails on TikTok.
Yeah. but well, maybe if my feed was stimulating, my feed is. Predominantly guys in their 60s playing guitar and covering hair metal music.
What do you think the Chinese are trying to make you into?
A guy that loves Poison.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, a guy that loves Poison cover bands. Dude, I could open up my feed right now. I guarantee within five videos, I see a guy who's balding but also with long hair who's trying to sing Round and Round by Rat.
Get that rat.
Round and Round.
I was actually talking to my lady friend about this yesterday, and I know it's been said before, but the Chinese are truly geniuses for, like, instead of, like, doing nuclear weapons or anything... They're doing TikTok to rot this country out from the inside. Mm. It's so genius. But like I was saying before, it's hilarious to think that, yeah, they're trying to like affect kids to be like, oh, like let's turn American kids stupid. You know what I mean? But they're also trying to make you into someone that supports local hair cover bands.
And then the comments are like, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Better than Vince Neil. You know what? I love, actually, I get a lot of videos of old musicians performing live, and they sound like shit.
Like performing...
Singers, predominantly.
But
right?
Performing recently.
Performing recently.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comments are like, wow, sounds pretty good. And it's like, no, they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Not at all.
Vince Neil is, like, legitimately just a fucking pork chop. He really is. He's so fat and gross. So is Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah. Axl's a big one that comes up in my feed often.
Mm. He should just stop singing.
Yeah.
He's done.
It's sad, actually.
Yeah. Well, he's just an asshole.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's a lot of my feed. I've also been watching Coupled Thruple. So my feed this morning was I mean, this is how tapped in they are. They got their finger on my pulse. It was all swingers content.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, this is interesting. So now I'm on this profile going through all their stuff, and it's like, hey, we're Cadence and Jace.
Yeah, definitely not a John and, like, Mary.
Right. It's always a hot... it's always a fairly attractive woman and a man that looks like shit.
Yeah.
That's not what I was getting at, because, like, you say look like shit. Like, they're not greasy or whatever. They just look weird.
Yeah. The male, I can
old-timey haircuts.
Yes. The male in a swinger couple is always like a hot homeless guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they have like they have Jesus ripped bodies, but it's like, how are you so ripped? Like you're homeless. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And then the girl is like, to your point, hot, but smokes cigarettes and has biker friends.
Mm.
That is like exactly what a swinger couple is.
It's also funny for that to be like TikTokified. So like they go on, they do their TikTok voice and they're like, hey guys, this is how you become more approachable. This is a swinger couple at a swinger event.
Yeah.
Step one. Got that. Bah, bah, bah. And it's like, is there really steps to this?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Can you just go?
Yeah. I think everybody that is like at a swinger event is like, they know why they're there.
Catering.
Yeah. The catering. Yeah.
Yeah. I found out there was a swinger club in my neighborhood.
Yes.
Recently. And there's some pictures on Google and it looks fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I could. Yeah.
Yellowy mattresses.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Mattresses?
Like, yeah. They got mattresses.
Why?
For the sex, Rob.
Yeah. But I thought it was a bar.
In ways.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, there is a bar. There's also
Is it like a hotel? Couch.
No, it's just, it looks like a room. It looks like the kind of place where, like, if you're a kid, like a VFW hall.
Okay, yeah.
Or like a Knights of Columbus.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A place where you'd have, like, a communion party.
Yeah.
But now it's for people to...
have threesomes?
Yeah.
Or not necessarily threesomes, but have sex with people that aren't there. Spouses,
right? And, yeah. And I was riffing with my girlfriend about it, and she was like jokingly like, oh haha, we should go. I'm like, no,
yeah,
I can't even joke about that. You know, we'd be 30 years, you know, everyone there is like 30 years
our senior.
Yeah,
yeah,
you'd be prime choice.
Oh yeah,
USDA.
Well, all right, so you say that she would be like grade A beef, but do you think you would be like a
no? Maybe.
Yeah.
And just by virtue of age
and also horniness, I would think that they just kind of want to fuck those people.
We'd walk in and be like a cattle call.
Yeah, dude, they'd all look at you guys.
Oh my god. And you have to pay to go, unless you're in like a swingers organization.
Yeah.
And they acknowledge your membership.
So yeah, your card
to be paid.
Yeah.
You imagine, like,
I just picture like a sandwich card, but it's just like how many ounces of cum you have on it.
Oh, dude, I mean, walking around those floors, you have to bring flip-flops.
Yeah, you might as well wear fucking snowshoes if you're on those
floors. I was going to say Crocs, but Crocs have holes.
Oh. You get
with your cars and your Mulan fucking, your Disney buttons.
Or your emojis, yeah.
You just have Nemo and they just get...
I was thinking...
Hummed on.
Because you know sometimes I'll just, like, watch porn sometimes just to, like...
Yeah,
just, it's just, you know, kind of funny.
Time by.
So... I was like, there was like a video of like a bukkake thing, and I saw these guys, they were all wearing shoes. I was like, why are these fellas wearing, they're butt naked.
Yeah.
All wearing shoes. I was like, why are these fellas wearing shoes? And then it clicked me. I was like, they don't want to step on the cum.
Right.
And so I was thinking, do you think they have a separate pair of shoes for the bukkakes?
That'd be like when I was a kid, you'd always keep... You always keep a rat, or like my dad would keep a ratty pair of shoes in case he had to like repaint the living room.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're, yeah.
These are my painting shoes. Yeah. Painting what? The woman down the block with 10 of my closest friends.
With 10 of my closest friends. That's funny.
But yeah, so that's been, my mind is drivel, is what I was getting at. So that was a good 15 minutes on the state of my brain.
Yeah, we've covered two topics and it's been 15 minutes and it's been very long winding thoughts. But on the same topic, since we are talking about sex and things like that, I was thinking when I was walking over here, so you are aware that There's many different terms for vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy.
Correct.
Vagina.
Snatch.
Gash. But the one that I love.
Fun hole.
Vagina is my favorite one. I love calling vaginas.
Puss.
Yeah, pussy is dope.
I like just puss.
Yeah, puss. It's more mature. It feels a little weird.
No, it's.
It feels like you have a mustache when you say puss.
I mean, it's attached to a beard.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I'm not saying you. I'm saying the person saying.
Le pouce.
Yeah, you're French. Yeah.
Hey, let me smell le pouce.
Le pouce. Yeah, let me see your
let
pussy.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, come on. Show
always
me.
Doing this.
Yeah. With no wine or whiskey.
Dipping a baguette in fucking oil.
Yeah.
Le
pouce. Ooh, pussy. But I was thinking about the one people call pussy beaver.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, imagine the guy that came up with that is in his circle of friends and they're like talking about things to call vagina.
Mm.
And they're just like, oh, pussy, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's like, yeah, pussy. And he goes, beaver. And they're like, what? Yeah, you know, it like looks like a beaver. It's like, what vaginas are you looking at, dude? Like a beaver's vagina? Have you ever seen a beaver's teeth? They're really yellow. Are you looking at like Marge Simpson's vagina with teeth?
Because yeah, because they all have those big teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, because like all the vaginas that I've seen have like, you know, they build dams.
You know when it really like hurts and grinds on you the way that beavers eat trees?
Yeah.
Like what?
Are you sure you're not just sticking your dick in a beaver's mouth?
Have you only seen the movie Teeth?
Yeah. That would be a beaver.
You think he went through a long line of animals before he got so he's like
gazelle,
polar bear. No.
Mountain lion. No. Elk. I could see it, but no.
Moose.
But
then you get
too close to elk.
And it's like, if you're plural, it's yeah. Like people are going to not get it.
Yeah. Because like what? Like lamb. But like, what is the plural of lamb? Lambs. Like if you're saying I love multiple vaginas, it's like, right. Oh, I love, you know.
Electric eel.
Cacti. Cactus. Cacti. I mean, honestly, cacti kind of works.
Cacti
I don't know. I think
fun.
Of pussy when I think of cactus.
Cacti, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to...
Three holes, three stems.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. But yeah, no, that's what I was thinking of.
You know what's funny? As you were saying that, I was thinking, historically, like I wonder when it started, because I know it was big, basing this purely off of movies and primarily Eugene Levy and American Pie. It started in like the 60s, 70s, it was popular. So I'm like, where did it come from?
Beaver.
Because beaver.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it predates that. I'm sure it does. But, like, is it rooted in beaver pelting where it's like, oh, I'm going to hunt some snatch?
Well, actually, you know what it was?
Or is it because they like wood? And wood is penis also.
That could be it. Also, I heard that
and they put all the penises on top of each other to stop water flow.
That could be it. Vaginas get wet, too.
Mm. They do?
Allegedly.
News to me.
Merkins. You know what a merkin is?
No.
It's a fake bush that they'll wear in movies or whatever.
Okay.
Apparently, they're made out of beaver pelts.
Oh, so
that
maybe it's come
might
from porn.
Be it. Yeah, let me see. Why are vaginas... I said vaginas. What am I, the kid from Kindergarten Cop? It's a deep cut.
It's just you spell vagina with that B emoji?
Yeah. Oh. B movie.
Vagina!
Why are vaginas called beavers? Ah, I'm right. Wait. The euphemism seems to be traced back to the 1910s British slang when it referred to a man's beard. By 1927, due to the visual similarity, the definition got extended to female genitalia. The beard meaning emerged because of a resemblance to beaver pelts, and that word goes back. What?
That's even weirder.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to.
Because oral hygiene is not what it is now. That feels insulting.
Hold on. Well, yeah, I mean, it goes. People are saying it goes back to your point. They call it a beaver because it eats wood. That makes sense. But beavers don't eat wood. They chew wood.
Right. Should I fill your research time with the song that I sang in the shower yesterday?
Yes. Yeah.
Dr. Lick Balls, Dr. Lick Balls, yeah, yeah. Okay. Dr. Lick my balls. Give me Dr. Balls. Oh, this is it. I lost it. Here, I found it. Give me Dr. Balls. Yeah. Give me Dr. Balls, yeah.
So I was right. It's called a beaver because in the 1800s, prostitutes used to shave to prevent crabs and lice, but wear beaver fur wig to make it look like they had pubes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. So I was right.
Couldn't imagine being like, you know, you're shaved. Can you pretend there's hair on it?
Yeah, and also being like, hey, thanks for shaving so you don't have lice or crabs. Can you put a dirty animal's hair above your vagina?
This just makes me think of this morning. I was texting my my old lady. If yeah. I was in a biker gang, apparently.
Yeah,
isn't that a weird one?
Yeah,
ball my old chain. Lady. Who's your old lady?
Yeah.
Ew. Reminds me of my mother. Grandmother,
which is hot.
yeah, Dr. Freud. And she's like, oh, what are you doing today? I was like, oh, Rob's coming over to do a podcast. You know that thing that makes you wet as hell? When I do a podcast.
Yeah, I just for the first time yesterday, my old lady asked what I was doing today, and I was like, oh yeah, Brian, because usually I would just say, oh, I'm going to hang out with Brian.
Yeah.
But yesterday I said, yeah, I'm going to hang out with Brian, and I was like, and we're gonna do a podcast, and she was like, oh, okay. And I was like,
yeah, okay. I let out a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I mean, you're a little, for both of us, you're a little too late into the game. Like, are you gonna leave now? Because right. You've seen the videos and stuff, like, obviously yeah. We're recorded, so.
Right. It doesn't come out of thin air. This is
yeah.
Finally
corrected. This is work.
This is work.
Yeah.
It's artisanal.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's like the...
we are like avocado toast.
Right. It's like the Domino's flatbread.
Exactly.
So I was thinking yesterday. I was watching Escape from New York.
Yes.
The John Carpenter film.
Mm.
Big fan of that movie. Now, it's the first time this really dawned on me. In the movie, crime goes up 400%. In the country.
In the USA?
In the USA.
Yeah.
So they make...
Is that the movie where he wears an eye patch?
Yes.
Okay.
Snake Plissken.
That's a great name.
Incredible.
The last name is great.
I saw a little anecdote about this recently where Kurt Russell was talking about it, and they were shooting some footage that ended up not in the movie, but they're like in the New York City subways, and he's just dressed like the character, and he was like, you know, John, I think I should wear an eye patch. He's like, yes. Right? So they're doing something in the subway. And then after a take, John Carpenter runs up to him and goes, this fucking character is awesome. It's like, I love John Carpenter, dude. So,
another thing, back to the name thing. First names are great. Like, Snake is a great last name. And, like, it's great when you come up with a great first name. Like, when we were talking about Kip Payne. That's a great name. Pepper Jack Malone is so fucking good. Coming up with a good first name is like, yeah, it's a little bit easier. Coming up with a good last name is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Because, again, whenever we'll throw names back and forth every now and then, it's always...
Like, wait, hold on. What was our... The Sweat Brothers? What was it like? I think your name is like Valerie Sweat or something.
You never remembered mine. I remember yours was... it was also a woman's... Primarily,
Hold on, let me look. But yeah,
but it always leans heavily on the first name.
Yes,
the surnames are weak.
Yes.
So like one that I always think about a lot is Cheese Adams.
Cheese. What is that from?
I just made it up.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a good
Cheese
one.
Adams, which would fit nicely with Pepper Jack Malone.
Exactly. Yeah.
In a cheese-based Western, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah.
Came up one the other day, Flimbo Williams.
Flimbo
Williams.
Williams fits there, yeah. Flimbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hennessy Williams.
Hennessy is my character. Yeah, but people
in WWE 2K23.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Candace. Yeah. One of the
Candace Sweat.
Candace and Saul Sweat.
Saul was the best waiter I had in the diner growing up.
Really?
Yeah, and then he got cancer.
Oh, shit.
He disappeared. And then one day he just came back really fucking skinny, dude.
Oh, man.
But he was okay.
Maybe he was
several years later.
Maybe he was on the road to Damascus for all our Bible readers out there.
St. Paul fans.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's
funny? People call him St. Paul. The real ones know him as Saul.
I was thinking about this recently. Growing up, I remember we grew up in an area with a lot of diners.
Yeah.
And they're somewhat going by way of the dodo. And
they are, yeah.
Which is sad. But I remember...
At least the Greek ones are.
Yeah. And you'd bounce around different diners. Like, you wouldn't always go to... At least I wouldn't always go to the...
Yeah, diners. Yeah.
Like, depending on what you're in the mood for.
Yeah.
And you'd see different servers. The wait staff.
Yeah.
Sometimes they would just pop up at another diner.
Yeah.
And then they'd, like, be there for a while. And I was thinking about how, like... That's so interesting that not only, like, you know, because I mean, people that work in restaurants, they will bounce around and go to other restaurants.
Yeah.
This was diner specific. So it was like, these were the top of their field in the area.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was just rewatching Roadhouse recently. That whole movie is based on the premise that Patrick Swayze is a famous bouncer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sam Elliott, his mentor, also a very famous
yeah,
bouncer.
Yeah.
To the point where this guy... Went all the way
He's
to
like
New
Ra's
York.
Al Ghul and Quasi again or whatever.
Two different movies. But
oh, is it really?
Yeah, Liam Neeson. Yeah,
yeah, I think I'm thinking of
if
what Nicolas Cage
fans,
calls his
be
balls.
So mad at you. that's from,
yeah, that's where I got
that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
from Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
And high praise. And but the whole thing is rooted on this guy from, I forget what state it's in, like Missouri or something or whatever.
Roadhouse? I think it's Missouri.
He goes to New York. He flies there, this businessman.
Yeah.
To recruit Patrick Swayze to relocate his whole life. That'd be like if right now on LinkedIn, I get all these spam emails because on my LinkedIn that I have not used in 3 years, I have an old job title on there.
Yeah.
I get emails once every couple weeks of someone trying to get me to essentially buy into a scam.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, could you imagine like a LinkedIn headhunter
for
being
bounces.
Like, hey, Patrick Swayze, or fuck, what's his name in that movie? It's a great name.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look it up. Hold on.
Because this name kicks ass.
Oh, fuck. I know. Oh.
It's gonna
Terry Funk's in it, too. R.I.P.
Yeah, he is. And he's great in it, too.
Yeah.
Road.
I haven't seen
it's
all.
It's Dalton. It's something Dalton.
Is it Rick Dalton? No,
yeah,
Rick
that's,
Dalton.
That's
Once Upon a Time.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
James Dalton. That's it.
Jim Dalton, maybe.
The guy that made this movie's name is Rowdy Harrington.
They should have named him that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's James Dalton, and his.
But they just call him Dalton.
They just call him Dalton, yeah. And Sam Elliott is Wade Garrett.
It's a great name.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah.
And this guy fucking flies all the way to New York to recruit James Dalton to move his whole life to a new place just to be a fixer, the guy that cleans up the fucking place and gets all the riffraff
yeah.
out. So, like, you'd get a fucking LinkedIn DM is like, good morning, James.
Yeah.
This is Bethany from, you know...
Roadhouse
LLC. And we're looking to expand on our... you know, fuck, they'd use a name that's not like security, like hospitality.
Yeah,
team.
Safety.
Right.
Yeah.
We'd really love to connect. Like, you put some time on my calendar if you're open to this. And, you know, we can discuss, you know, relocation fees. And they're doing this with their hands.
Yeah, yeah, while they type.
And you know, it's all on Zoom. And it's like, wow, it's like we're really making a connection here. Like, I can see us really having a nice working relationship here,
yes.
Mr. Dalton. So, like, what do you think? Like maybe just, you know, review our offer and get back to us in a few days.
Yeah.
And he's like...
What was the pay that, like, what made him jump from New York to there?
He just goes. I think at the beginning of the movie, there's some... not someone that's, like, coming after him, but it's like...
Yeah. Does that movie start with a... The Heart of Rock and Roll is in Cleveland by Huey Lewis in the News. It definitely
it
starts
might.
With a Huey Lewis
it,
in the News
it
song,
might.
Which wouldn't really make sense if they're in
New
York,
York.
But yeah.
It starts in his club in New York, and he gets into a tussle.
Yes, I remember that. I fell asleep like midway through in that movie, so.
I don't know how.
I know I need to watch it again.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, that's a very good point that I did not think of. Like, why is he relocating?
Yeah.
To go and bounce at a place with a blind fucking musician, and they have cages in front because people throw beer bottles.
Right.
You would think that if this guy was a smart restaurant manager or bar owner, or whatever you want to call him, he would rather
proprietor
or whatever. Yeah, you know, whatever. Watering hole
enthusiast.
Why would he pay to go to New York to get a bouncer to like relocate his life and go down to Missouri or whatever state he's in? Why not just invest in making your bar a little bit safer? Like,
that's how he's doing it.
I know, but like you would think, like for the long haul, you would be like, you know what? Maybe I need different clientele. Like maybe I should bring in John Taffer instead, so he can be like, don't have these fucking PCP fucking addicts and meth heads
bar. In many ways, Dalton was the first John Taffer because he comes in and he's not going to stay there permanently. He's going to come in. He's going to show them how it's done.
Yeah, that's what it was, right? He was training.
He was kind of training the staff. Now, I mean, unfortunately, you know, Patrick Swayze did pass away young. They never got the chance for him to come back. I mean, I guess they could have done it like 2 years later.
Yeah.
Around the time of Ghost. But he never came back to like review.
Review, yeah, like those check-in episodes of Bar Rescue.
Right. He ripped that guy's throat out. The town killed the old man. And then he just kind of left.
He rips a guy's throat out?
It's fucking awesome.
I didn't see. Dude, I got to watch
it. I'm sorry I ruined that for you. No, it's a movie that's 40 years old.
Yeah, it's my bad. Yeah, I got to get around to it.
Very early in the movie, they allude to him having ripped some guy's throat out. And you're like, surely they're embellishing.
Yeah.
Then a second time in the movie, someone's like, I heard he ripped fucking guy's throat out. And you're like, okay, now they mentioned it twice.
Yeah.
So now it must happen.
Yeah.
You kind of forget about it. And he does it so quick and so brutal where you're like, oh, they were not fucking kidding. He ripped that guy's throat out.
What does he do? Is it like, it's like he rips it and it's just hanging? Or he like rips it full out? Like he has
like holding flesh in his hand.
Holy shit. And then what happens? The guy dies?
The guy does not survive.
Okay, yeah. I'm assuming.
He perishes rather quickly.
Yeah. And what is the cause of this?
The death?
Well, what is? Well, no, I know the cause of the
pipe.
No, what is like? What causes him to rip the guy's throat out? Like, if you're a bouncer, I would assume that ripping someone's throat out is probably like the absolute last, like doing a roundhouse kick and kicking someone in the fucking head.
He's staying at a guy's house where he shows up, and the guy just has like a room in a barn, and he just lives there. So I think it was something like they burn that guy's house down or they like kill that guy that was letting him live there. And then he goes out and fights like the main fighter from the other group and he rips that guy's throat out.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We're getting smart. That's a tasty beverage.
Are you getting it?
Nope.
It should be coming your way just about right now because I'm getting it. Bring it your way. It smells toxic. It legit is. Dude, it smells toxic. It's really bad.
Oh, no.
Holy shit, man. It's really bad. What's the fart guy that follows us that recently just started following us? The one that said hashtag middle brother. Shout out to you. You really, really, really need to see a therapist, man. Because if you're doing a hashtag middle brother on a video of you farting, that means something really happened with your older and younger brother.
Fart based. Oh, my God. To be a fart therapist. It's just a fart based trauma.
Yeah, dude. I'll be your therapist.
Oh, my God. Yeah, email us.
Please.
We'll give you some rates. Christ. Oh, man. But that does make me think of, and we'll get back to Escape from New York. But this this is more relevant because I was thinking about how like they just remade Roadhouse, right?
Is it out?
Not yet, but it's on. I mean, by the time this episode goes out, it'll probably be out for like 7 months.
7 months? Yeah. And probably be winning an Oscar.
But they remade Roadhouse, and you know, they've been doing this thing for several years now where they remake, you know, action movies and whatever. And a lot of them, this one's not an example of this, but a lot of them stir people up because they will, like, recast or repurpose the roles to be someone of color or someone that's, like, if it's a man in the original, it's a woman.
Yeah.
So, like, a good example of this is, like, Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Instead of Danny Ocean and the Fellas, you know, they got 8...
women.
Broads to fucking yabber about. I didn't see it.
Yeah. I would assume they're just going shopping. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. There's no heist at all. They just, you know,
spending a day at the mall with a woman. Am I right?
Just shitting on their friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're just all talking shit about each other. Yeah, women are so stupid. Women are so dumb.
But anyway, so like it, and it usually riles people up when remakes or sequels.
Yeah. Because like, I mean, listen.
Repurposed that.
I think that any rational person, you know, they get mad when like a fake movie,
right,
that they used to like gets remade and it's slightly different. Like you're it, like if you don't have those reactions, you're crazy. You know, you're the one that's not rational.
So I was thinking about like if they did this, and it ties into a different thing I was texting you about that was kind of like half baked in terms of like an action movie star. And I was thinking about like how to make people the most mad. And I realized it would be rebooting Die Hard.
Yeah.
And at the part where he's talking to the cop, who I guess would probably remain a black guy.
Yeah.
People probably hated that at the time. And it,
was it Carl Winslow, though?
It was the dad from...
yeah, Carl Winslow.
Is that his name?
Yeah. And, well, his name in the show.
I always forget his name. I know him as Al Powell from Die Hard.
Okay.
And
Al Powell's a great name.
Al Powell's a great name,
yeah,
dude.
That's really fun to say.
Al Powell.
Al.
Bilal Powell.
Bilal Powell.
Shouts to Bilal Powell.
R.I.P.
And... very much alive.
Is he?
You're thinking of Joe McKnight.
Oh, sorry. Actually, I have a Joe McKnight autograph.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
RIP to him.
So in terms of how to make people the most mad, I was thinking they reboot Die Hard and the part where he's like, all right, what do I call you? So in Die Hard, he's like, what do I call you? He goes, call me
Al.
He goes, call me Roy.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, what do I call you? And he's like, she, they. And it was
what's
just
today,
make
Wednesday?
People the most mad. Like,
today's Wednesday. I'm feeling they, them.
I'd love to see a reboot of like Death Wish just with like someone who's non-binary just to make everyone.
What's Death Wish?
Charles Bronson or Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harriet.
Dirty Harriet.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick.
It sounds like a sex thing.
Give me a Dirty Harriet on
they
the
should
rocks.
They should do Dirty Harry again with Clint Eastwood, but just have him be non-binary. Imagine getting Clint Eastwood to do that. He'd be like, especially now. He's like,
go ahead.
100.
Make my day. I'm non-binary.
I think that's how they change the script up a
do
little
you
bit.
Feel lucky, punk?
Yeah.
I'm non-binary.
They just keep adding that.
He's still grizzled. You know, make me avocado toast.
Yeah, I was thinking, is there a quaint coffee shop in this neighborhood?
I just want to be somewhere where I feel safe within my identity. Yeah.
Where can I get a vegan bagel in this neighborhood?
Forget it, Jake. It's Bushwick.
Yeah, that's Jack Dirty Harry.
Yeah. Oh, Chinatown.
Chinatown, same thing.
So, yeah, that was it. I just thought about it. You repurpose. Because I was sending you ideas of, like, you know, especially in the 80s, they were such sexually charged movies.
Yeah.
That a lot of them, Roadhouse is a great example. They feel very homoerotic, but
yes.
Because it was the 80s.
Top Gun is the...
Top Gun, extremely. Mm. But, like, they made movies that, whether they wanted to or not, took on these themes.
Yeah.
But because it was the 80s, they weren't exactly able to sort of express that culturally.
There is like, no way that
acceptable.
Yeah, there is no way that in the making of Top Gun that anybody on the set at any point wasn't thinking like, people might take this as a little gay,
which is awesome. That's,
yeah,
I would not like that movie if it wasn't
how as like
yeah.
homoerotic as it is.
Right, that's yeah. what makes the whole movie.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, you know, these action movies, that there hasn't been one recently that one embraces that side of sexuality. Like, I don't
because I feel like it's more or less cheesy now.
Right. But, like, to just have some, like, I was watching Reacher, and Reacher, like, is like, people online think he has Asperger's because he's just very short with his answers.
Mm.
It's kind of like if you like Sheldon Bazinga'd in like an action movie.
Yeah.
And, I was just thinking, like, if you had someone who was, like, gender fluid action movie, so they were still very stoic, and, like, but, like, everyone hit on them, and they were, like, down with that. But, like, you bury it in the movie a little bit, and you don't market it that way.
Yeah.
Just so you get all the dads in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, halfway through, he's just, like,
he's trying to decide if he wants to like make out with the guy or the girl.
Right. Like yeah. someone will be like, hey, like, are you into, he's like, I'm into everybody, babe.
Yeah.
And like, that's it. Like you just pepper it in.
Yeah.
There
you don't have to. Yeah. I mean,
throughout to make people
more mad. Of a pepper, less of like a garlic powder. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
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 Just a little, like if you remade an Arnold movie and he was just like, or even just an Arnold movie now.
Yeah. Or like or even a State Farm commercial.
Like the Expendables 5 was just like, sometimes the guys have sex.
We're killing a lot of downtime out here.
Yeah, might as well go have sex with each other.
Hey, Jason, say you give me a little reach around.
Oh, yeah, I'll gladly give you a reach around, yeah?
I bought him last time.
Yeah.
You bought him this time.
Yeah. Stick my finger up your butthole, yeah?
Now, I know, Sly.
Yeah. I'm going to tug on your nuts.
Now, you're more of a top. Yeah. But I'm versatile.
Tug on your nuts.
And I like to have that part of me explored sometimes. Yeah.
I'm a bit of a power bottom.
This is also just they're on the couple and thruple show.
I'm just thinking they're I'm picturing all of this in a helicopter. And they're wearing those black outfits with the guns.
Dude, and the guys that they're like going to attack are at the ground being like, are they going to fucking come
what
down
are they
there?
Doing?
Like, what are they talking about up there?
I think they're like supposed to like be killing us right now. Not talking about like exploring their gender fluidity.
Now, what I'd like to do is put a blindfold on you. No, put the blindfold on me.
Who else is in it? I'm trying to... Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren, outside of Rocky, he just speaks English.
He just became a U.S. citizen.
Really?
Yeah. I had no
idea. I thought he was American that's the whole time.
That's what I thought.
You know, was it you that told me that he's like literally like a rocket scientist?
Yeah, he has like a doctorate in something. He's like a very smart guy.
That's crazy.
He was bouncing. I think it was like he was bouncing while doing that or something like that. Like, and I think it was Stallone just found him.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, you're really looking like a cute guy.
Yeah, he's the size of a piece of.
If we put me on an apple box, we will look the same height. Hey, what do you want to do, steroids with me? I'd like you to inject.
Again, this goes into the 80s thing. It's just like,
hey, what do we got to get? Hold on. I need to get the voice better.
Who else is in the Expendables?
It's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Where we get together and stick needles in our butt.
Together.
Also, yeah. We haven't done an episode since fucking
Carl Weathers
passed away. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
He was great.
God.
He was so good.
He just one of the best physiques of all time.
Oh, incredible.
Jacked. What was the video that you sent me that he's he lights the guy on fire
from Action Jackson.
And what does he say? He's like I hope you like your ribs smoked or
yes,
something
like
that.
Like that.
Yeah. So great.
Oh my God. No, he was incredible. Legitimately, like I was thinking about, like legitimately one of the coolest guys to ever be on screen. Like Apollo Creed does not work if Carl Weathers doesn't have absolutely God fucking gifted charisma.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a running back for the Raiders.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I thought he was a linebacker.
I thought he was a running
back. I think
he
was a linebacker.
Yeah, okay. Well, either way, he played football professionally.
Yeah. OJ, little plug.
Yeah.
OJ chapters out there, OJ's book club. OJ put up a video and like they met on the football field. And he was like, hey, I'm getting into acting.
I wonder if they
OJ
had a relationship.
Was very, like a little bit early on.
Really? Do you think he was like.
That's what OJ claims.
Do you think he backed off? Who do you think is... Does OJ put up videos? And I know we're going to talk about OJ in an episode. Do people that hang out with OJ show their face in videos? Or do they just wear bags on their heads when...
He just puts up videos by himself.
So he doesn't ever take videos. At least he's self-aware. You know?
I think you got to be. You're not doing this bit for so long.
Yeah.
Dude, he gets it. Because his replies are all people like... Yes, you're right, OJ. Women should, like, I would kill my wife. That's all the replies. And you know he has to read them.
What do you think he does when he sees them? Yeah, they're crazy.
They get it.
Yeah. I wonder if he DMs them and is like, do you know any information about that? If I was him, dude, I'd play it up. Because, like.
He did in that Athletic interview. Yeah. We talked about it on here where he was like, I can't go out in L.A. because what if I'm sitting next to the guy at dinner that did it?
Yeah. I wonder if he had a little smirk on his face when he said that.
I hope so.
Yeah. But I would think that he is so far gone. Like, he killed his fucking wife. right?
And we're gonna find out.
Yeah. Well, we're reading the book. Yeah, right. We're reading the book. But I don't think he's so far gone that he probably doesn't feel guilt about lying about it.
He's probably so deep into it he legitimately believes that it didn't happen.
Yeah. He's essentially George Costanza.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was watching Escape from New York.
Yeah, sorry.
And
got on a tangent.
There's a part. At the very beginning, it tells you that the crime has gone up 400% in the country. So what they do is they build walls all around Manhattan, and they just make the island of Manhattan a maximum security prison. It's the only maximum security prison in the country. So all of the criminals in the country are sent to this island.
And they just live in New York.
Just live in New York. Now, this is the first time I realized that they make a point to like specify that the barrier goes around Manhattan, which means that people, in theory, would still live in Brooklyn and Queens and New Jersey.
Yeah.
People would also still live on Long Island.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out of my head how mad
everyone
that lives on Long Island would be that there is the only prison in the country is 20 minutes away, no traffic.
Yeah.
Because you know leading up to that, they'd be like, 400% in crime. Lock everybody up.
Yeah.
They should all be put on an island. They should all be left there to die.
Yeah.
And
but
then
not here.
And then the president goes, we're going to do that, actually.
Yeah. We just don't know where yet.
But we're going to put it in. No!
Yeah. Yeah, but what if I want to go see Billy Joel?
Billy Joel still has a residency in the garden. Because he doesn't notice. He's so checked out. He doesn't pay attention.
The lights go down on Broadway.
There's 400 people getting fucking stabbed while he's playing.
But yeah, I just kept thinking of like, because they'd be the most vocal people in the country that everyone that doesn't affect them personally needs to get locked up and put on an island.
Yeah.
And then it happens. But they'd be so mad about it.
They would be so fucking... Dude, the funny thing about that, too, is, like, the people in Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx and stuff would pretty much be like, yeah, that sucks, but, like, whatever.
What are you going to do?
But in Long Island, they would just be, like, so fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so... That's a good point. We should do that.
We should do... We should do that.
Yeah. We'll bring it up to... What's his name? Who's the mayor? Adams. Yeah. We'll be like, listen, got an idea for you. You ever seen the Kurt Russell vehicle? Yeah. And honestly, if we tell Mayor Adams that he can wear an eye patch, he's probably so in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he gets to wear the eye
patch. Yeah. And guess what, Mayor Adams? You get to wear the eye patch.
We're at the club with him pitching this.
It's like, what's it called?
25th hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you would wear the eye patch. No, they're playing tomorrow. It's a callback to it.
It's a good callback, man. Yeah. But I love that. I love that bit. I don't know what to do with it.
What, the not hearing things in a club?
Oh, that and just the
or
escape
just
from
that.
The door
That's
thing.
So fucking funny.
Both of them are great.
Yeah.
And so I got one more here.
Yeah.
I struggled to call it a pitch because it's really just a premise.
Yeah.
But I think it is something that could work as like a. Like a short, less a sketch, maybe like a short film, but a sketch would also work. I was talking to my girlfriend about clothing donations. I have a lot of clothes that I need to go through and throw out.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you should donate them, whatever. And then we started talking about the idea of like, oh, well, like what should be donated? Like what is good for people, whatever. The idea of being very insecure about the clothes you donate is very funny to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's very real.
Being like, oh, this shirt is in great condition, but like, I don't know if other people like this style.
Oh, you're thinking of it in that way.
Like, you know, like the clothes, like you go over to the thing in the parking lot, you donate your clothes
to charity. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this clothes, like, I only wore it once, great condition. But like,
you're like
the pattern is not very in right now.
You're like a very charitable stylist.
Right?
Yeah. It's not very in right now. It's not posh.
And everyone's just like, oh, the clothes are in great condition. People could really use that. And I'm like,
yes, but they would look so out of style.
Right, they're not going to look in.
Yeah.
What's in right now?
Exactly. So stupid.
Or just like not even on the over-the-top fashion, just being insecure that you dress like shit. And yeah. Being like, I can't donate this, you know.
I view it more, I get self-conscious, or not even self-conscious, I get nervous that I'm going to, for some reason, really want to start wearing the clothes I'm donating. I have a shirt that I actually got from a thrift store, and it's like almost like a baseball jersey t-shirt, and on the back it says Mom of Two.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's it's really it's fun. Great, yeah. And it's like my favorite shirt of all time. But the armpits are just so fucking like beat to shit because of either my sweat or the sweater of the previous owner. Should just throw it out. Of a mama too, probably, yeah. I should really just throw it out, but I don't think I ever will, like, because I love it so much. And what am I going to donate it to fucking someone? To your point, they're going to look stupid.
Yeah, I just bought a shirt recently at a thrift thing a couple months ago, and it says... something like Made in Australia, and it's from like
You showed
89.
That's a good one.
But there are a few holes, you know.
Yeah.
But
never get enough holes if you ask me.
Zing.
I love having sex.
Yeah. And or like if you go like a scene where someone like goes to drop off like a bag of clothes and someone's just there being like that.
You're gonna have a homeless person wear that?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Dude, homeless people, the amount of times that I've come out of Penn and seen a homeless person wear like a really nice starter jacket, and I've been like, I'll give you whatever the fuck you want for that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bring it home. It's gonna stink, but I'll clean it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like donating a tuxedo.
Dude, that's what we should do with homeless people. Just have them all wear tuxedos.
That'd be nice.
That would be awesome. And it would, you know, it would make the city seem a little bit more classy.
Yeah, all the people that don't leave Long Island that think the city is escape from New York would then go in and be like, oh, that guy's pissing himself, but...
but he's wearing a three-piece suit.
He must be on his way back from a ball.
Yeah, he has a nice checkered three-piece suit on.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, the amount of solutions that we have for Mayor Adams, we really got to get in touch with this guy. Yeah. He also... I mean, dude, I know nothing about politics. He seems a little doofy sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
We could definitely get through and be like, listen, we have some fucking ideas for you. First thing.
Got some real heat.
Seriously, the action is the juice. That's what we say to him. We go, one, the action is the juice. So go, okay, I'm intrigued. Two, you get to wear the eye patch. He'll go, wait, but why do I get to wear the eye patch? Hook, line, and sinker, buddy. We pull him in. We got him. And then three, we go, and to top it all off, if that other one isn't working for you, we have another one that's a little bit of a Band-Aid on a fucking broken leg, but all homeless people get to wear tuxedos because then you get to make commercials. I mean, you can see the fucking commercials now that say, New York. Yeah, it's a little bit of a shithole, but our homeless people are wearing tuxedos. You could pick up a homeless person off the street if you need a wedding date, and they'd be dressed and fucking ready.
Oh, now that's good
business. Yeah, and they would be kind of drunk, so like they'll be sociable.
Yeah, it's good for a cash bar when you know. Then they already come in a
little
banged
already
up, so,
hammered. Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about worry about that.
Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
You had an idea.
Did I? Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry. My bad. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. So we should I sent you a text about it last night. We should start a podcast or at least do a session in our podcast where it's called The Rodcast and it's about fishing. That's it. And we should talk about fishing.
And I said back to you that we have a segment called Clickbait.
Yeah.
Where we Google bait, click on it and go. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that's
it.
Bait, dude.
Yeah, that's a good bait. One. I like that.
Worms.
Yeah.
You know when the thing comes up to type in your password and it's like identify the pictures with their cars? And that would be us, but it's identify the bait.
The bait that we think is nice, which is all of them.
Bucket of worms.
Yeah.
Fucking hell yeah.
That's
dude.
Cool. Oh, I like the one with the glitter on it.
Yeah, fish head. Fucking
that's cool.
Sick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, not not much of milk in that cow, but you know. We should do it.
We can workshop it for sure.
Yeah, we definitely
could. Take it to the bait and tackle.
We definitely
could. Put some fucking work on that.
We definitely
bait
could.
Bait and tackle this fucking idea.
We did. Yeah, hell yeah. Like, not OJ, but yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Rod cast. You cast out the rod. It works on so many levels. It's just hitting me now.
The rodcast?
Because rodcast, pun when for you podcast, cast it, but you
well,
cast
no, but
out
you cast
a rod.
A rod. Yeah, that's
we're
the whole thing, bro.
Pod right now.
We are casting out a pod. Holy shit.
P pod.
Yeah.
Two peas in a pod. Cast. Folks.
Come on. Give us fucking.
This is a family show.
Give us views.
You go and find some fucking Dr. Seuss. I had a conversation. I don't know why, but I was Googling what the fuck iambic pentameter was. Everyone
what
always
is that?
Hypes up this Shakespeare fella, Bill Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And they go, you know, he wrote it all in iambic pentameter. And I was like,
what the fuck is that?
So I looked into it.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Basically, it's like it's a rhythm of syllables called an iamb, which means that it's an up syllable, down syllable. And then that happens five times.
So use an example.
It has to do with your syllables.
Mm.
So like where you put the emphasis in the word. So it's like.
Yeah, but you're.
Like above. Above is like an up down word.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't have the brain capacity. I'm not fucking
poo pee.
Right. Yeah.
That should tell you about how much I know about Shakespeare. If that is my example of why
poo pee come me mouth.
Farting. Dildo. Dildo in my or dildo in my buttocks.
Where art thou, dildo the in my buttocks? I lost a plug. I swallowed a plug.
Yeah, swallowed a butt plug. Yeah, you know Australians call butterflies bitterflies.
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 Oh, bitterflies.
Oh, yeah, love the bitterflies. And if you want a cup of coffee, they go, yeah, I'll get you a cuppa.
A cuppa.
Yeah. I really want to go to Australia.
Yeah, I do too.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I'll bring my shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to ask you, oh, were you there? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, yeah.
Were you there when they crucified the Lord? AC/DC. That Bon Scott. When Bon Scott died, that was their Jesus. He was on the highway to hell. And yeah, that's... I feel like I was going to go back to something. I have no idea what
that is. I don't think, yeah. Dude. I think when I said poopy, the whole life. Yeah. Yeah, we went.
It went downhill. Should we end with some room tone?
Yeah.
Doom, boom, boom.
Dude, I was doing a... Have you ever been looking away from a dog, and then you look at the dog and they're looking at you and then they look away? That's what I was doing with the camera the entire time. It's like making awkward eye contact with someone on the subway and you're like, I wonder if the people notice.
Or like a baby. You ever get fucking locked in, a baby locks in on you?
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, it's not good because, you know, especially
babies are hot.
Ugly babies.
Yeah.
The hot ones are cool.
Hot ones are cool.
The hot ones never give me the time of day.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so I got to settle for the ugly ones.
All
right.
If you made it this far, folks, you can follow us on all the business, watch our stuff. By God, give us some fucking views.
Yeah, the OJ stuff we're putting out is absolutely brilliant.
You know, we don't
not
have
to toot our own horns, but...
We don't have a Patreon, but if you want to give us $5... Just
we'll make one.
You can, one, just send it to us.
Mm.
Or two, take it upon yourself to hire a click farm in India to give us lots of views.
That would be great.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, that works for me.
All right.
Yeah.